I'm with Sir Ed Davey, leader of the Liberal Democrats. Sir Ed, welcome to York and to Y1 Radio. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be back and talking to Y1.
Now, you're here for Spring Conference. You know York, it's a lovely touristy kind of place, and there's the Minster and the river and the city walls. But we're spending our Saturday morning in the first York bus depot. Why are we here this morning, Ed?
Because we want to make sure that York remains a beautiful place with a great environment, and we need to tackle climate change and air pollution. And here in York, Liberal Democrat run York, we're making sure that investment is in the environment. So in this bus depot, it's going to be the first bus depot, the first fleet of buses outside London to go all electric, and that's great for the quality of air here, for people's health. It's great for the long-term challenge on climate change.
And they're doing all kinds of initiatives here as well. We're looking at solar panels on the roof of the building as well, which is all going to add to it, isn't it? But local transport is an issue in places like this. York on a busy day will get clogged up with traffic, and public transport is such an important part of that, isn't it? What's the Lib Dem approach to that locally?
Well, it's why Lib Democrats have made investing in public transport, in clean, affordable public transport, key thing, because cities like York, because they are so beautiful and historic and everyone wants to go there, they can get a bit clogged up. And the best way to deal with that type of congestion is to give people real options. And to have really beautiful, clean buses, I think is a big part of the solution.
And on the public transport side of things generally, you know, the city centre of York is well served. I think there are some bus services recently have been saved by the local council as well going forward. But rural transport is an issue as well, isn't it? Is making sure that people have got access to good public transport out in the sticks away from the city centre.
I couldn't agree more. The Liberal Democrats here running York are particularly keen on making sure we get more support from government so they can ensure those rural bus services are there. You know, there's a lot of real challenges for our rural communities, whether it's getting into town, but also getting to their businesses, getting to the shops, getting to the doctors, getting to the hospitals. And I think it's almost the forgotten issue in many parts of England, that we need to make sure our rural communities are better supported. And a key part of that is good public transport.
And talking of public transports, we're in York, which is a major railway centre. And unfortunately, we're here on a day when there's another national rail strike on. So what's the solution to that ongoing problem?
Well, yeah, I just think the government have been so slow in trying to get people around the table. I mean, I really welcome the fact that the dispute with nurses and with the ambulance drivers and the paramedics looks like it's over. But when I reflect on that, it's only over because at long, long last, they got round the table. Ministers have been refusing to do that. And I just think about their failure to deal with things like ambulance delays, the increasing delays for GP appointments and cancer waiting times. If they hadn't been thinking about the dispute, they could have thought about those things that affect people's lives. And similarly with the railways, you know, this is harming people's lives, it's harming businesses, harming cities like York. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to end these strikes, but you're only going to do it when you've got this cost of living crisis if ministers show a lead. And I've been deeply disappointed that Conservatives sort of almost have made strikes into political issue.
You're going on an electric bus ride in a moment to the community stadium, which is another fantastic facility that that York has got. What are the main issues locally then that the local Lib Dems are going to be bringing forward in their local election manifesto?
Well, first of all, we're going to stand on our record because it's here we are in this amazing electric bus garage. They're also going to talk about things like libraries, the new model for libraries. Any local authorities I go to are closing down their libraries. What the Democrats have done here is they've worked with a social enterprise to create a new model. So the library is a bit like a community hub. Yeah, so you've got the books and so on, but you've got many other things going on in our libraries. So they're thriving things for people to go to with their kids, with elderly, or whatever. They've used them as warm banks during the crisis when it's been cold to save people money. And I just think that's a good vision for how we should strengthen our communities. So they're going to stand on the record of delivering that sort of thing. And they're hearing on the doorsteps that people like what Liberal Democrats have been doing, whether it's on the environment, whether it's on good community services, but people are also annoyed about the failure of Conservatives nationally, you know, particularly on the health service, particularly on the cost of living crisis. So in any set of elections, people will vote on the local issues, and I think Liberal Democrats have got a strong record there, but they'll look at the national government and they'll say they're letting us down.
Well, thank you for coming to York with Conference. It's always good to have things like that in the city as well. Enjoy your electric bus tour around the town and take it in the sights. Hopefully, maybe something a bit more picturesque than this. And it's great to talk to you this morning, Sir Ed. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed.
No problem.
Cheers.
Thank you.